Romeo, Yankee, Lima, K4RYL.
Has checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net using the pre-check-in process. Visit the BRARS.cc website for more information. This is the W4NYK repeater.
HKX and 4ZLK.
HKX.
You there yet?
But I can sit here for a minute or two.
Not one of those that shows up at the last minute.
Honestly, I don't have to be here till 7:30.
You're just a little bit early then.
It just works out that way. Elise has to be at work at 7:30, and she's got a longer drive than I do, so I get out of the house and get out of her way.
A little early. I was going to stop and get fuel at some point. Probably should have done it back along 11. I think it was cheaper there than it was in Greer.
Most expensive place there is to buy fuel, I believe.
I'm back again, so I may just wait till this afternoon.
About over there, but they were always more expensive than like over toward Easley or Brea area.
Center's moving in and living over there in Greer.
Has something to do with the Greer city tax too.
But Greer was the place you went to the DMV so that because there was never any line. You get in and get out quick, and there wasn't much else in Greer at that point.
Things have changed, right?
A short time, too, like maybe 8-9 years.
Now you ever see how it's changed up here in that amount of time?
That same out here since we moved out 8 years ago. It's getting crowded, but that was a joke, by the way, when I was a kid 8 or 9 years ago.
I wouldn't even go acknowledge that one.
The past has passed. And the amount of time it feels like it's passed it did not correlate.
Sure. And it's hard to believe that somehow I'm as old as I am now.
Getting up there, that's for sure.
Yet.
I hope you don't catch me for a good while.
Yeah.
Daughters grow up.
Life that you work for, right?
Trying to. We had a baby shower Saturday for Connor and Gabrielle, and that was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. Kind of a drop-in thing, but most people dropped in right at the beginning and stayed a couple hours. But it was really nice.
They're excited, too.
And so are we. We're happy for them. We're just really excited. But to add to the clan.
That now?
Six little girls.
Girls. That's lots of trouble in the future, it sounds like.
Well, they all love their pops so far. So, especially little Isla, man. She is, whenever I'm around, she just comes right to me and wants to hang out with me. It's so much fun.
The world's problems go away at that point.
No, because you start thinking about all the problems that are there, and you just got to pray for safety and pray for protection over them. So, but yeah, it does. I love hanging out with them.
I got some friends that got two little kids, one little girl and one little boy. We go to church with them. They don't live too far from us. And just love hanging out with them. I don't have any grandkids, so I can focus on them.
I know you appreciate them allowing you to be a part of their lives. It's good to have good people, even if they're not related, involved in your kids and grandkids' lives.
And parents, we all get along great, too. So it's all, we all hang out together, so it's a good time. Got him into ham radio, if I could just get him on the radio now.
It'll come. Maybe a little mic fright. I don't know.
Not mic fright. He works for the fire department, so he uses the radio all the time. But I don't know what it is. He just ain't ready to do it yet, I guess. But It'll happen.
And my oldest son is in a small group at church, and there's a couple guys in there. There's all different ages. I met one of the couples. He had them over for dinner. And the guy's older than I am, the couple is. And then a couple days later, Ethan texted me and asked me if I knew, and he threw out a call sign, or texted a call sign, and I'd never heard of it. And he said, that's one of the guys in the small group. He said he doesn't really do much VHF. He's on HF more. And then when I was talking to him about that guy, he mentioned, oh, yeah, the guy you met, he said he's got his ham license too, but he hasn't been very active. So it's just funny.
Bill Sunday night after the net, he checked in with me. Said he doesn't get on VHF much. He's mostly on HF, and the last two times he's been on VHF, him and I have talked, and the last time was a couple years ago, so just never know. He said he's going to start getting on there more, though, so we'll see.
People never get on VHF. They're always, you know, only do HF, and in that group, you have some that only do CW, or some that only do voice, and some that only do FT8, so there's a broad world out there.
That's why the hobby fits so many different people, and there's room for everybody.
The VHF community, or UHF, VHF, UHF, you know, when I'm mobile and spend a lot of time in the vehicle, but I also like HF too, so I think it's a good option to have. Sitting at home, you know, always have the VHF radio on when I'm back there in the shack. But it's not always busy, and I can concentrate on other stuff as well.
Same here. My HF station is actually up right now monitoring JSA call on 40 meters. I leave it running during the day. That way you can use it to bounce off of or store messages and move them around the mountain.
What do you use for that? Well, that was a good answer.
Keyboard to keyboard, and I can message somebody on their radio. So that you have communication. It's not just make a contact, move on. You can talk to one another. It's just typing on your keyboard instead of talking on the mic, because it's weak signal. 58 is a bass, so I like it. We've had a lot of fun playing with it around here, and you can do it on 2 meters and 440 also, so you can stay off the HF bands if you want to.
Well, can you make a lot of local contacts on HF like that, like kind of like VHF, or is it more spread out?
Local contacts. I talked to Jay over in Lake Lure, and in Columbus Tron area, Landrum. I'll hit some people down in Greenville sometimes. Just depends on van conditions mainly.
Does the computer have to stay up and running then? I guess it can't go into sleep mode at all.
Just to stay up and running. And like right now with my station running, anybody could send us a message for me and leave it there. It just got a little mailbox. They can send a message during the day, and when I go in there and look at my computer, it'll tell me I have a message. Or if, say, you can't communicate directly with Jay in Lake Lure, but you wanted to move a message to my station, you could hit both of you could hit my station. You could relay through my station to his.
I don't know much about it. That sounds pretty interesting.
A lot of time playing with it and learning how to use it and different things. And I won't say I know it all, but I've learned quite a bit over the last little while about it.
I got a new little DigiRig mobile a couple weeks ago. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I'm wondering, because the one I had used to work, and now it doesn't seem to. I'm wondering if that's what the issue is, but I thought, well, it'll be worth trying anyway, so I kind of like to get all that set up and at least familiar with, you know, MT8, digital communications, but we'll see.
It's a great thing to have, and then like WinLink, you can use it for larger communication. So, you know, it's out there, and we practice it. Now we're getting ready to move over to Vara C, and try it. It's supposed to be a little different, so we're going to move over there and see which one we like the best.
All those names. So, it's good to get familiar with them, I guess.
Is, and like with JSA Call and WinLink, if I want to send you a text message to your cell phone and you have opted in on the website, then I can send you a text message right from there. If, say, cell towers are out here and I can't get out, I can get on my radio and send you one to your phone.
Feature, can you reply from the phone?
That is my understanding. I haven't tried that one yet. You can reply back and it will look like a message, the message on the phone, or an email in WinLink. A message on the computer, not on the phone.
That's really good. That's a good system. Handy to have, and I'm sure, I mean, you know, when you got localized outages, that would help. I guess things like that's not going to work if it's a major nationwide outage, but we haven't had that, so. And if that happens, we got other issues. We'll be back to voice communications.
That's for sure. But hey, I'm going to jump off here, and I'm going to go in and eat my breakfast and get settled in for the day. You be careful out there on the roads, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way through KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Shane, 7-3.
Enjoy talking to you this morning, KO4HKX and 4ZLK.